surprises. Thank you, Xiaoli, for your very short introduction and very touching to me.
谢谢小丽对我的介绍，真是一个惊喜啊！我感到非常感动。
First, you notice there's a piece of paper on your seats, right?
大家是不是看到刚才你们的座位上有一张纸？
That's not for you to take notes.
那个是让大家记笔记的。
But we will do something later.
过后讲到完了，我们还要做一些其他的事情。
If you want to take notes, just save some space for later.
当你记笔记的时候，请留下一些空间，不要记得满满的。我们还要做别的事。
Okay. A gavel and a sound block. This is a symbol of authority.
大家看这个锤子和这个木块，声音块，它是一个权威的标志。
In a court or even in an auction.
在法庭上会拍这样的，会敲这个锤子。
2 weeks ago, we heard this sound, the gravel and the sound block sounding out in the 16th Congress of the Philippines.
2周之前，菲律宾召开了第16届国会议会，大家在这个议会上听到了这样的响声。
And who is the most important or the one with the most authority person in the Philippines?
图片上这个人是菲律宾最有权威的、最有影响的人。
Our President Noynoy Aquino.
他就是我们的总统阿基诺先生。
He gave his 5th State of the Nation address 2 weeks ago.
两周前，他在这个会议上做了第5次国情咨文的讲话。
He has 1 more year to go. 1 more year, and he will finish his term.
还有一年，他就结束他的任期了。
So this is so important. This 5th. So now he have to tell people. People doesn't want him to say any more promises. They want to see what have you achieved.
在这个第5次国情咨文的讲话上，人民所想听的不是说你还要做什么，因为他有一年就要结束任期。人民想听到的说，你在你的任期之内，你取得了什么样的成就？
All people from different walks of life in the Philippines are waiting to hear his 5th sauna. People are waiting to hear this sauna, his address.
所有的人呢都是在那儿静静的要聆听他要做什么样的讲话。
Have you heard the sauna? Have you read the sauna? How was it taken? Is it good or bad?
所以就是大家都听过就是政府在做这个政府报告的吗？国情咨文的内容吗？
I happen to wear yellow. That is his party color.
就是在做这个国情咨文讲话的时候，要穿黄色的衣服。
Those who are for him wear pure yellow.
所以我上师母穿的这件衣服就是黄色的，他们就穿。
Because my birthday is the same with his mom's birthday.
他。
Anyway, how was the sauna received?
他做的这个国情咨文的讲话效果如何呢？
Well, we are still surviving, and we say okay because he received a standing ovation.
在他讲完这个。 讲话之后，汇报完工作之后，所有的人都站立给他鼓掌。
In his 91-minute address, he was receiving interruption of 85 applauses.
他的讲话持续91分钟，在这91分钟的过程当中，他收到了85次的掌声。
So he still have the authority in that Congress.
所以他在议会中也是相当还是很有权威性的。
Today our topic is about the authority of Jesus to forgive sins.
我们今天谈论的主题就是耶稣基督赦罪的权柄。And
you have played your role, different roles, and you found out, oh, only one really is speaking.
刚才大家已经分角色在朗读圣经，发现只有一个人在说话。And
that person is Jesus.
这个说话的人就是耶稣。The
whole story centered around him.
所有的这个故事都围绕以他为中心展开的。I
did this part, this passage before in a meditative way.
我在讲这篇道之前，我是很深，我在主面前真的是去很认真的思想他的意思。But
this morning I'll try to do it expository way.
而且我在以一种故事的叙述形式来思考它。There
are 4 points that I want to share from this passage.
对于这段经文，我有4点想和大家分享。
First two verses talk about the incident.
第一点就是说这个故事在这段经文中到底发生了什么样的事情。
The event is Jesus speaking to the paralytic and heal him.
这个事情就是耶稣对一个瘫子讲话并且治好了他。
This gospel story is also recorded in Mark and Luke.
这个故事呢也在马可和路加福音当中都有记录。
And when the event is recorded in three gospels, it means that it's very important.
当这件事在三个福音书当中都有记载的时候，说明这件事非常的重要。
And Mark is the one that tells us Jesus has come home to his hometown, his home city in Capernaum.
马太就说耶稣回到了他自己的这个家乡。
And the people there heard that Jesus is returning home and everybody packed into the house so that there was no room, even no room outside.
当耶稣来到加百农的时候，人们都听说了这个消息，所以人都挤到他所在的这个房间，甚至门外都围得水泄不通。
Houses at that time maybe they only have one floor, you know, and flat roof.
那个时候的房子呢，其实只有一层。
And they're always made with logs and branches so that it's easy to remove and clean up and they have to repair from time to time.
他们的房顶呢，就是一些泥土啊，还有那些树枝做成的，所以挺容易就把它可以移走。
We don't know whose house was that. Some scholars says it belonged to Peter.
我们也知道彼得的。
可能是彼得的家。
可能是彼得的家。
Anyway, the story went on that some men brought a paralytic and they couldn't get in, so they have to tear up the roof and lower down this paralytic on his mat.
所以我们从故事中知道，有几个人抬着这个摊子呢，就上了房顶，把房顶掀开，
Jesus,
然后把它放下去。
Jesus sold their faith and just talk to this paralytic. Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven.
所以这个时候耶稣就用他在地上可以赦罪的权柄，对这个摊子说：“放心吧，儿子。”你的罪赦了。
Mark wants to emphasize the faith.
马可在这里强调的是信心。
But we read from Matthew that even the faith of the friends could also bring out the faith of the paralytic.
在马可既强调这个瘫子的信心，也强调把他放下去带他来的人这些人的信心。
So when Jesus says, "Take heart, son," he was saying, "Be of good cheer."
当耶稣说放心吧，孩子。其实他意思就是说，不要灰心，要振作起来。
But there are people around. We know that there are some voices or maybe thoughts. There is no voice, but in Mark it says the Pharisees, the scribes are talking, thinking to themselves.
在马太福音中他这么说，就是周围可能有些人可能好像是议论，但是这几个文士他们是在脑子里这么想的，并没有说出来。
Fear with indignation.
他们听了之后，心里充满了愤怒。
The teachers of the law said to themselves.
所以这些教法师就对自己说，就是脑子里想。
This fellow is blaspheming.
这个人他在说健忘的话了，他在亵渎神。
How can this person be of good cheer? He's in this poor situation.
这个人都已经瘫了，得了这样的病，他怎么可能还要振作起来，高兴起来呢？
Luke told us not only the scribes are there, but even the Pharisees.We're around.
路加福音中记载，不仅教法师这样认为，法利赛人也这么想。
They came to check out on Jesus.
他们对耶稣就是充满了愤恨。
But this verse 4 says, knowing their thoughts, Jesus said to them.
经文接着说，就是当耶稣知道他们心里想什么时候，他接着说，
What could be their thoughts? What could be the thoughts of these scribes and these Pharisees?
这些教法师和法律赛人他们的想法是怎么样的呢？
They are the professionals with the religious law and they are the teachers of the law.
他们是教导百姓律法的，他们是很专业的对于摩西律法。
They stress obedience to Mosaic law and all the regulations and they are considered separatists.
他们自认为自己是很圣洁很虔诚的，因为他们遵守所有的摩西律法和规矩。
So their thoughts were like this. They would think thatThis person must be a sinner to be in this kind of malady, this kind of sickness.
所以他们当时心里肯定在想，这个人得了这样的病，他瘫痪在床不能动，一定是他犯了罪才这样。
If he had been righteous like us, he would not be in such a way.
如果这个瘫子像我们一样是虔诚的，那他不可能得这样的病。
Oops, before we condemn the scribes and the Pharisees, I think this verse 4 just struck me. Are we often also be like them? We are so righteous and we tried in our, maybe not spoken, in our thoughts we were already condemning, this person is not as spiritual as this person. We also have evil thoughts against our neighbors.
所以就是我们要注意一点，就是在我们谴责法利赛人和教法师的时候，我们要想我们自己是不是也常常这样，我们认为自己是义的，是对的，然后经常看别人的错误，他不对，而我们是虔诚的，是不是我们也有这样的想法，和他们和法利赛人一样呢？
If we have time, we could ponder on this verse.
如果我们是这样的话，我们就要好好想想这段经文
了。But we don't have time now. We will move on.
因为我们时间很短，所以我们继续。
The word blasphemy means that to represent God or to take the position of God in a very irrelevant way.
说健忘的话或者亵渎这个词，它的基本词义是指以一种邪恶或者是不敬的方式来讲论上帝或者是代表上帝。
So when all these teachers of the law heard that Jesus and the Pharisees heard Jesus saying, your sins are forgiven, they said, oh, who can forgive sin but only God?
所以当他们听耶稣说你的罪都赦免了，他们当时想，人谁会赦，神谁能够赦免人的罪呢？只有神才可以这样。
They are right in a way.
他们在某种程度上是对的。
But Jesus knows their thoughts.
耶稣知道他们的想法。
When Jesus says, your sins are forgiven,
当耶稣说你的罪被赦免了，
He bring out a theological question here.
他这里提出了一个逻辑性的问题。
A theological question, is there a connection between healing and forgiving?
这个逻辑问题就是说，在医治病和赦罪之间有什么样的联系呢？
Is there a connection between sickness, disease, death and sin?
在疾病和死亡和罪之间有什么样的联系呢？
Again, we would not tackle on this problem this morning.
今天我们不会就这个主题来谈论。
But in general, we know that the world is full of this sickness and disease because of the fall of man.
当然，总体上我们是知道这个世界因为由于人的堕落充满了疾病。
Back in the Garden of Eden, we see how sin had brought all these difficulties and disease and all this death into mankind.
在伊甸园的时候，我们看到当亚当犯了罪之后，这个罪还有这死亡还有一些疾病艰难是怎样到了人的世界当中的。
But we'll leave this for a while and we go to the verse that says,The third point is Jesus started interrogate those people who are questioning him.
我们继续下一点，第三点就是耶稣在问诊，也就是问这些心中有疑问的人一些问题。
Knowing their thoughts, Jesus says, "Why do you entertain evil thoughts in your hearts?"
耶稣知道他们的心思，就对他们说：“你们为什么心怀恶念呢？”
Again, I put this verse again because it seems to be the verse that caught my attention during my daily quiet time. During my daily quiet time, this verse really touched me.
在我灵修的时候，我把这段经文真的是非常触动我的心。
This short event of only 8 verses, but every verse, there is something for us to ponder.
这段经文虽然只有八节，但是我们真的是值得我们深思，好好去思考的。
They must be amazed because they didn't speak any words, but Jesus knew their thoughts.
这段经文没多说什么，但是就是说耶稣知道他们的想法。
Psalm says, God knows our thoughts from afar.
诗篇上说，上帝在很远的地方就知道我们的心怀意念。
Nothing can hide God, not of our thoughts, good or evil cannot be hidden in the sight of God.
我们的心思意念不能从上帝面前消失，就是他知道我们想什么。
Start interrogating them says, why do you entertain evil thoughts in your hearts?
所以耶稣问他们，你们为什么心怀意念，心怀恶念呢？
Which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven or to say rise up or get up and walk?
所以耶稣接着问他们说，或说你的罪赦免了，或说你起来行走，哪一样更容易呢？
Let us put ourselves in Jesus' time and hear his question, which is easier?
我们把自己设身处地的想成我们现在就在耶稣面前，在当时的场景中，如果耶稣问我们哪一样更容易呢？
To say your sins are forgiven or to say rise, get up and walk.
说你的罪被赦免了，或者说起来你走吧。
What do you think?
你觉得哪一样更容易呢？
Let's close our eyes and raise hands.
我们 我们闭上眼睛想一想，想象一下。
Okay, don't look at others.
不要看其他的人。
If you feel that your sins are given, is forgiven, is easy, you raise your hand.
如果你想，如果赦免你的罪的话是容易的，请你举起手。赦免你的罪更容易的话，你认为，请举起手来。
Okay. When you says get up and walk is easier, you raise your hand.
如果你认为起来行走吧，这个更容易，请你举起你的手。
Okay. When you don't know anything, you raise your hand. That's right.
如果你弃权的话，请举手。
Well, I asked this in one of a meeting, no?
我在一个小型聚会上曾经问过人这个问题。
Let us look at the result of that meeting of.Spiritual people.
我们看一下当时，他们的回答的结果。
A meeting of 31 people.
当时这个会议有31个人。
Which is easier?
我问哪个更容易呢？
Those who says your to say your sins are forgiven is easy.
认为你的罪赦了更容易的人。
How many?
有十位。
And those who says get up and walk.There are four.
那些说你起来行走更容易的人，他们有四位。
Both are difficult. Four.
那些说，两项都非常难，有四个人。
Those have no answers.
有的人说没有回答，不知道该怎么回答。
16. So
有十六个人。
I think you should do your dissertation on this passage. Very interesting. Okay, I suggest.
我建议大家也用这个做一下调查。
Okay, I look a few commentaries here and there, and wow.I don't know. I will feel that to say your sins are forgiven is easier because, in a practical sense,
我查考了一些释经书，释经书上说，哪个更容易呢？在实际上
，your sins are forgiven would be easier.
在这个现实当中说，你的罪被赦免了，
because、
这个好像更容易。
Your sins are forgiven.
因为我只是说你的罪被赦免了。
And you go back home.
然后你就回家吧。
Who would know?Right? Who would know if you say your sins are forgiven?
当我说你的罪被赦免了的时候，你就回家了。谁知道你的罪到底赦免或者没赦免呢？
But for the Pharisees, it would be a very hard saying for them.
但是对于法利赛人来说，赦免罪真的是非常难的。
They stumble over this.
他们在这件事上被绊倒了。
Because they think no mortal could say this.
因为他们说没有人敢这么说。
No one can forgive sin except God.
没有人可以除了上帝之外，没有人可以赦免人的罪。
I remember as a young student at Hope Christian, there would be words on the wall saying, "To err is human, to forgive divine."
我记得有一个在迦南中学，他们的教室的墙上贴着一个符条，上面写着，人犯罪而上帝赦免。
Only God can forgive.
只有上帝能赦免人的罪。
But Jesus was not catering to their unbelief.
但是耶稣并没有理会他们的不信。
He was responding to the faith of the paralytic.
他只是回应了那个瘫子的信心。
And his friends. And the Mark tells us there are four persons carrying on him on the mat.
耶稣回应了这个瘫子的信心和他朋友们的信心。
I think it's easier for Jesus to do both.
我认为耶稣做这两件事都很容易。
He can say your sins are forgiven because he has authority to forgive sins.
他可以赦免你的罪，因为他本身有权柄赦罪。
And the miracles follow as we see immediately.
紧接着就发生了奇迹。
So the fourth point is this influence. The fourth point is the issue, the influence. The
第四点我想讲的就是发生了这件事有什么样的影响。
This is the fourth point that bring out the authority of Jesus to forgive sin.
这第四点，我想我讲的就是影响。这段经文的主题就是耶稣有赦罪的权柄。
Authority means power.
这样的权柄呢，就有又有医治的力量。
And power, how do you define power when you can influence people?
我们怎么来定义能力权柄呢？就是说，我们有影响他人的能力。
Jesus has the authority to forgive sin.
耶稣有赦罪的权柄。
He has the power to heal also.
他也有医治的权利。
So he says your sins are forgiven.
所以当他说你的罪被赦免了的时候
，I'm curious because.Looking at our discipleship one, we have to look into some word study, right?
当我们一年级同学你们门徒训练的课程上我很好奇
One lesson 有一个功课我们要去看那个什么字义的参考、哦、So I did this study
我对这个做了研究
Forgive the word the original the word is a face and it comes from the original word aphemi
这个赦罪赦免这个词呢是来自于希腊文 aphem
Actually, after I borrowed books from Elder Lim to get all these tools in Chinese.
我从林长老那儿借了很多中国就中文方面的工具书来查考这个词的意思。
Because I've been moving around my house, I don't know where to get all my tools. And before he left for Myanmar, I was saying, "Wow, forgive." The word says 许啊 ，leave 啊，离开啊。What's that mean? He says the original word is aphemi. Oh, he's very sharp. He said the original word is aphemi.
我在查考的时候，我发现原来赦免就是离开的意思，让他走，离开的意思。原文是 aphemi 这个词。
And it says it means sending away, letting go, release. The song that Shaoli just helped us sung, no? What a freedom, release.
这个原文他这样定义，他说就是让他离开，放他走，释放，原谅，饶恕，就像刚才小丽带我们唱的那首诗歌一样，把锁链去掉，获得自由和释放。
Forgiving is to let them go as if they have not committed anything.
就像让罪是赦免罪，就是让罪离开，离你而去，好像你从来没有犯过一样。
他们从来没放过。And there's a saying that says forgiveness is unlocking the door to set someone free and realizing that you were the prisoner inside.
赦免就像是什么呢？你把门上的锁打开，把门敞开，让里面的人出来，然后让他认识到，哦，原来我以前是被囚禁的人。
It's not the person that wronged you, the prisoner, but You yourself is the prisoner.
不是说别人是这个被囚禁的人，而你就是你自己就是这个被囚禁的人。
And forgiveness is unlocking the door to set free that someone free, and in the end, you were free.
就是赦免，就是打开这个门，把别人放出来，同时你自己也得到释放。
J. Adams says, "Forgiveness is a promise, not a feeling." When you forgive other people, you are making a promise not to use their past sin against them.
这位神学家说，这位神学家说，赦免其实是一个承诺，是个许诺，不是一种感觉。当你告诉别人你赦免他之后，那么你就要做出这样的承诺，不再用他过去所对不起你的事，对你犯过罪的事来攻击他。
So Jesus says to them, "But so that you may know the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "Get up, take your mat, and go home."
所以耶稣说，但要叫你们知道，人子在地上有赦罪的权柄。然后就对瘫子说，起来，拿你的褥子回家去吧。
So Jesus really came into the world to solve this problem.
耶稣确实来到世界上帮助我们解决这个问题。
He became the curse and taking all our sins and infirmities with him.
他为我们自己变成了一个咒诅，然后把我们所有的罪和疾病都承担在自己的身上。
Isaiah said he would give his life as offering for our sins.
他把我们的罪承担在自己身上，替我们赎罪，然后给我们新的生命。
And our sins were laid on him, and he took all our sorrows and infirmities.
当他把罪，我们的罪都承担到自己的身上的时候，我们所有的疾病也承担在他的身上。
And the result is he free us from the consequence of being death of eternal separation from God.
所以呢，他就把我们和神分离的这种罪的后果带走了。
The point is, if Jesus can take care of the effects of sin, the paralysis, he can also take care of the cause of the sin, which isIllness, which is forgiving of sin.
如果说，耶稣基督他能够把我们罪的后果带走的话，那么我想，他能把罪的后果带走，比如说他可以治愈麻风病人、瘫子， 或者是使死人复活，那么他一定也可以带走那个罪的根源，造成罪的根源，也就是通过赦罪这种方式。
For Jesus, forgiving and healing is just two sides of a coin.
耶稣基督他的施工包括两个方面，就像一个硬币的两个面。
And forgiveness of sin would be very important.
这两个面包括医治疾病，还有赦免罪，而这个赦罪是最重要的。
In the last verse, we see the crowd so this, and then they were filled with awe and they praised God who had given authority to men.
我们看最后这两节说，那人就起来回家去了，众人看见都惊奇，就归荣耀于神，因为他将这样的权柄赐给人。
All authority on heaven and earth Jesus has given to us.
所有天上地上的权柄耶稣都赐给了我们，
including the authority to forgive sins，
包括赦罪的权柄，
to forgive others，
赦免他人。
Today as we live in this seminary dorm life，
当我们今天我们在非圣过着宿舍生活的时候，
it says if two people get together something would bound to happen，
两个人很住在一个屋子里的时候，很多事情就发生了。
What more, we have three or even more in this 100 plus together.
有时候我们可能三个人住一个宿舍，或者更多的人在一个小教室上课。
Are you using your authority to forgive each other?
你用过你赦罪的权柄来饶恕他人吗？
The weekend I was in Singapore bookstore and I was browsing over a book on bully.
有这样一本书，它讲到的内容。
Student was being bullied in class.
就是讲在学校上课的学生会互相欺负的这个事情。
And of course, they brought it to the attention of the school administration, and they were punishing this the guy who was doing the wrong thing.
当然，他们就是说这个做错事的这个学生他们会批评。
And he was reprimanded. 就是责备了。
他被批评。
And then people come to this child who was bullied. 那个受伤。
然后人们就到这个被欺负的这个孩子那儿。
Would you forgive him?
说你可以原谅他吗？问他。
Or would you hate him forever?
或者你要永远的恨他呢？
I read the line that says, "Where do we get the idea that if we don't forgive people, they suffer?"
然后我就听到了这句话。我从哪里得到这样意念？如果我们不原谅他人，他会遭受痛苦。
Again, where do we get this idea that if we don't forgive people, they are the ones suffering?
大家怎么会有这样的想法呢？就是如果你不原谅他们的话，他们会遭受痛苦呢？
They suffer or we suffer?
是他们痛苦还是你痛苦呢？
So there's a research going on forgiveness and healing.
有这样一个研究是关于治疗和原谅和饶恕的这样一个研究。
So many latest research, but I just want to highlight some.
这个
太多了，
这个研究有很多，我只是想关注一点。
In one of the research, it says the act of forgiving will result in less anxiety and depression, better health outcome, and increased ability to cope with stress and increased closeness to God and people.
And 这项研究发现呢，就是当你原谅的心越多，原谅别人越多，就发现你的心情会越好，健康状况也会越好，压力也会越少，和别人的关系也能更好。
But in my counseling, I heard that the devil comes in and tell you,You should not be always forgiving. You should stand up, take up your right.
在我对一些人做辅导的过程中，有些人就和我说，你不能总是原谅他、饶恕他，你要站起来为你的权益而斗争。
People says it's your right. You should not always give in. No, this is the devil's voice.
因为他说，如果你总是退让、饶恕的话，这些人就会更多欺负你。你对的话，你一定要坚持。其实这是不好的想法。
Because another study says chronic unforgiveness causes stress. Every time people think of their transgressor, their body will respond, high blood and all this decreasing your unforgiveness would cut down your health risk.
研究发现呢，当你越紧紧地抓住别人的罪不放，越不饶恕别人的时候，你的身体状况会越糟糕，你的心情会越差。
So if you can forgive, then it will eventually strengthen your immune system.
所以呢，如果你能够原谅，善于原谅的话，可以增强你的免疫力。
And this is a little thing that I saw. Let us read together. Forgive others, not because they deserve forgiveness, but because you deserve peace.
这句话的意思就是说，赦免他人，原谅别人，不是因为这些人值得你原谅，是因为你值得拥有平安。
So the story says this authority to forgive sin, Jesus had this authority and he has given to you and me.
所以这个故事当中是说耶稣他有这种赦罪的权柄，而他这种赦免人罪的权柄也给了我们。
Who am I to think that I will not forgive or I will forgive? It depends on my authority.
所以说当我们说我原谅这个人或者不原谅这个人的时候，其实这是我们的权柄吗？
We don't have this authority.
我们根本就没有这样的权柄。
In fact,Though we can only get this authority when we come to Jesus confessing our sins first to Him.
而我们其实唯一所拥有的权柄就是到主耶稣那里求他来赦免我们的罪。
And the Lord put this verse again in my heart from James 5:16. It says, "Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other, so that you may be healed."
下面这节经文呢，让我的很触动我的心。说，所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。
Sure, there are many verses about forgiving each other, love each other, one another, but this verse really connect the sinning to being healed.
当然，圣经上有很多经文关于赦免罪、原谅别人这样的经文，但是这一节经文，它是把医治和赦罪。这个很好的联系在一起。
We heard from the prayer meeting the conflict in Gaza, Hamas and Israel, because there is no forgiveness to begin with.
当我们看到真的以色列和哈马斯之间他在加沙地带这样的冲突的时候，我们知道他们之间没有彼此的原谅。
A family conflict become a national conflict, become a global conflict.
就这种家族的争端变成整个国家的争端，然后变成国际的争端。
I pray that in this community of seminarians, faculty, teachers, staff, and everyone here and co-workers, let us try to use this authority of Jesus to forgive and to confess our sins to each other.
所以我真是向主祷告，愿大家就是在我们这个非圣大家庭里，老师，无论是老师、同学，还有我们的同工，真的能够使用耶稣基督赐给我们这样赦罪的权柄。赦免彼此的罪，饶恕彼此。
We may unknowingly or knowingly transgress against our fellow men.
我们通常有意无意的会得罪我们的同伴，得罪我们身边的人。
Today, this passage tells us that Jesus gave us this authority to forgive sins and to confess each other's sins.
但是今天这段经文告诉我们，耶稣已经把赦免罪的权柄交给了我们，所以我们可以使用这样的权柄来赦免别人。
We have our short piece of paper on your seat.
你们的椅子上刚才有一个小小的纸。
I hope that you will do something for yourself, for your own healing.
我希望大家写下来你自己的感觉。
Actually, there is no big thing in this, no big sins occurring in this seminary. Only a minor differences. It just become stale and you know, smelly.
其实在我们学校也没什么大事情发生了，大家有时候有冲突啊，有矛盾，都是因为很小很小的事情。
But as we close this chapel with this short hymn sung by this good singer, Steve Greenwood, he was singing God and God alone. He has this authority and he given us this authority.
在结束这个早会的时候呢，我想，有一位作曲家吗？他写了一首歌，他说在歌中说，只有耶稣基督有这样的权柄，但是他把这样的权柄也赐给了我们。
We will hear him sing, and then we will, as you hear,
我们来听一下这首歌。
You think of somebody that you need to ask forgiveness or you need to forgive?
你心里想是不是？你需要别人的原谅，求得别人的原谅，或者是你要饶恕的人呢？
Is there somebody in this room, in your life, that you need to really let go。
这个房间里有没有这样的人，让你真的是要把过去的往事和他对你对不起你的事真的是放手呢？
By letting go, you are making yourself free.
如果你放手这些事情的话，你放过这个人，饶恕这个人的话，你自己也是自由的。
Is there anyone in this room that you need to ask forgiveness?
这个房间里有人需要得到别人的赦免吗？
It will complete this process of forgiving and healing in BSOP.
我希望在我们飞圣的大家庭里，真的大家能够彼此宽恕，彼此原谅，同时我们的心也得到医治。Let everything that lives preserve its truest praise. For God and God alone.
I don't know if you have the strength to go and, you know, really shake hands with somebody who wronged you. I don't know how the Spirit would move you to do this gesture. If you cannot do it in the chapel, you may do it on the piece of paper or get another paper to confess your sins to the person that you have wronged or have wronged you. You might not do it in this chapel. We don't even have enough time, but you can do it later on.
如果大家有圣灵感动，如果你觉得应该和你需要你饶恕或者你要饶恕的人和好的话，请你就可以在早会上这样做，我们还有时间。如果你现在不想做的话，可以开完会之后自己寻找时间，然后真的去饶恕你们之间的，让这些事情过去，彼此饶恕。你也可以写在纸上，
可能就在你旁边，可能就坐在你旁边的人，你应该饶恕的，应该求赦免的。Maybe it's the one sitting beside you, behind you, the one you have to let go. Let go of that person.我们请柳佳为我们做个祷告。
来，我们一起祷告。Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you through today's message. Let's know we really have this authority to forgive sins, to forgive others, and forgive ourselves. God, thank you. Thank you for giving us. Thank you for giving human beings this authority.To forgive each other. God, thank you free us from sins. Thank you free us from diseases, from everything which is not good. God, thank you. Thank you, let us know it today. 亲爱的天父啊，感谢你今天通过今天的信息让我们知道原来赦免也是一种权柄，原来我们彼此的赦免和饶恕也是主你给我们的一项权利。主啊，感谢你，因为我们知道真的饶恕赦免别人是多么的难，对于我们自己是多么的不容易，尤其是对于那些确实恶意攻击过我们，对我们犯过罪的人，即使是弟兄姊妹，我们心中仍然有伤痛，所以赦免人是多么的难。但是主啊，我们今天有信心 我们也有这个心愿，愿意赦免曾经得罪过我们的人，因为主啊，我们知道我们是有赦罪的权柄的，因此我们也会有赦免别人的力量。主啊，感谢你赐我们这样的权柄。主啊，我们需要赦免的地方，主啊，也提醒我们去找那个我们得罪过的人，无论是有意无意，求主提醒我们，求圣灵感动我们，真的和那个人和好，请求他原谅赦免我们有意无意所犯的罪，所得罪他们的地方。主啊，感谢你今天给我们这样的信息，求主真的继续祝福我们，继续教育我们，让我们知道我们有什么样的权柄，我们应该怎么做。作为你的儿女，主啊，你所希望，天父所希望看到的，真的是你的儿女和睦同居，在你里面有美好的关系，而不是彼此嫌恶和憎恨。主啊，求你饶恕我们，不释放别人得罪我们地方的那些行为和意念，也求主饶恕我们彼此用恶意攻击，也求主保守我们不再继续进行那以牙还牙的那种行为方式，愿意仰望你，一切交托在主你的手中，因为你赦免了我们所有的罪，担当了我们所有的痛苦和疾病，也求主真的给我们力量，让我们能够这样做，像你一样。主啊，感谢你，荣耀归于你，奉我主耶稣基督的名祷告，
阿们。